Well, some fire-devastated areas are now turning their focus to recovery and rebuilding, and they will be looking to the federal government's pledge of $2 billion for its new National Bushfire Recovery Agency. We heard today from the man who will head that agency, Andrew Colvin, who says he'll be getting out and listening to those affected. But there are warnings that the lessons from previous fire recovery efforts still have not been learnt. Here's political reporter Claudia Long.
With a mammoth task ahead, Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says money won't be a problem when it comes to helping communities rebuild.
The dollar amount doesn't matter. This is about making sure those communities that have been impacted by this are looked after, whatever it takes.
And newly appointed head of the government's National Bushfire Recovery Agency, former AFP boss Andrew Colvin, says their directive is plain.
The Prime Minister has been very clear to the Minister and I about getting services out there, getting money flowing, getting support flowing, and that's what we're doing now.
There's already assistance available for those affected by the fires, including one-off payments of $1,000 for adults and $400 for children, and a short-term allowance for some businesses as well. That comes on top of the state government payments. But Christy McBain, the mayor of the fire-devastated Bega Valley Shire on the New South Wales south coast, says reconstruction will be a massive job.
And the thing that needs to happen is support to those local councils to make sure that work takes place.
In the longer term, she says roads, bridges and the local water supply will all need repair, and whole irrigation lines on farms have melted.
There's going to have to be a significant campaign to get people to come back to the south coast. You know, we've obviously had to evacuate a number of tourists from the area. That support directly to farmers and businesses that have been directly impacted. But there are people whose home might still be there, but who no longer have a job to go to. There's going to have to be serious wage support into the area.
As plans for rebuilding get underway, some worry about how it will be done. Lynn Gunter was mayor of the Murrindindi Shire Council during Victoria's Black Saturday bushfires, and she's warned lessons from that disaster still haven't been learnt.
Sadly, I think what happens is people change in bureaucratic positions, political positions, and all that knowledge is lost. And so they wanted reinvent the wheel again.
After the fires in her community in 2009, a major problem was having too many infrastructure projects given the green light.
I remember saying at the time, hang on, you know, we need multi-purpose buildings. We don't need to build a building for every single thing that we're going to do in the community because it's going to add a huge rate burden, which it did.
She has some advice for this time around.
Get people in like myself who went through what we went through and the experiences we had and start to listen to what they have to say.
That's something the government also wants, saying the recovery should be led by locals, not Canberra. As the financial toll grows, the Morrison government's no longer promising a return to budget surplus, meaning one of its key election commitments could be out the window. Labor leader Anthony Albanese told 2GB his side won't be criticising the government for that.
I haven't raised it, and I haven't seen any of my colleagues raise it either.
Okay.
Our priority is looking after people.
But political debate has still managed to distract from relief efforts today, with Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly going on UK TV's Good Morning Britain, arguing once again that climate change isn't to blame for the fires.
What causes the main thing of the fires is the build-up of the fuel on the ground and the drought. And if you look at our science, if you look at the long-term rainfall records in Australia, there is simply no trend.
That's just a sideshow. He doesn't represent the views of the government and what he's saying there.
Senior government ministers have rejected his views, including David Littleproud.
Quite frankly, I've got better things to do than worry about what a backbencher goes and says on international TV. You know what? There's people's lives that we're trying to rebuild.
Minister for Natural Disaster and Emergency Management David Littleproud, our reporter Claudia Long.